Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is preschoolers may have problems with sleep. Sleep problems don't just plague teenagers who burn the candle at both ends or adults who are anxious about paying their bills. Even preschoolers can have trouble sleeping. Experts suspect the main difficulty for children ages 1 to 5 is simply a lack of restful slumber, according to a report in the journal Sleep. Sleep expert Christine Acebo says 12 to 15 hours a night is recommended, based on best guesses. However, few children get this much sleep. Part of the problem, she explains, is that no rigorous studies have been done to test the effects of various amounts of sleep on young children. She says we don't really know how much sleep they need. When the researchers tracked 169 children, ages 1 to 5, they found that the older kids got less than 9.5 hours sleep in a 24-hour period, including naps, and the 1 and 2-year-olds got 10.5 to 11 hours in each 24-hour period. Acebo also found that children in lower-income families spent more time in bed at night, but woke up more frequently during the night than children from higher-income families. The children from low-income families also tended to have variable bedtimes, which can trigger sleep problems. The variable bedtimes could be due to the parents changing work schedules. Besides a lack of sleep, young children often struggle with other conditions. Acebo says restless leg syndrome, a neurological disorder that typically affects older adults, may trouble a child. Restless leg syndrome is sporadic and causes unpleasant sensations in the legs. Or children, like adults, can suffer from sleep apnea. In this case, they have episodes of upper airway obstruction, interrupting breathing and compromising sleep. Sleep apnea in children may be caused by enlarged tonsils and adenoids. Dr. Rafael Paleo says some sleep problems may be traced to feelings of insecurity in a child. We want children going to bed feeling safe, comfortable, and loved, he says. If they don't feel that way, it's understandable they may have trouble falling or staying asleep. A recent study evaluated the link between adequate sleep and behavior and found that a lack of sleep during the night or naps translated into next-day behavior problems. Acebo says parents should keep regularly scheduled bedtimes and have good routines for bedtime. Dr. Paleo emphasizes that parents should make a child feel safe and comfortable and that the household should not be too chaotic. He does caution parents not to tell a child he or she can stay up later and use a later bedtime as a reward for good behavior. This sends the wrong message, that sleep or going to bed is punishment. In addition, Dr. Paleo says that some parents set a bedtime that is too early for their child because the parents want a break for themselves or they want an earlier bedtime for themselves. Occasional lack of sleep or sleep problems are probably nothing to worry about. However, if a child aged 1 to 5 seems sleepy during the day, outside of his or her regular nap time, then that's something to tend to. In these cases, a call or a visit to your pediatrician may be in order, says Acebo. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.